Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor Brandon Lindell, Executive Ministry Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Well, I'm going to preach to you just briefly from the subject, Lead Me to the Rock. Lead Me to the Rock. So there's one of my favorite Psalms, and Psalms is the book in the middle of the Bible. It's a prayer book, songs, worship songs, prayers. A lot of it was written by King David. And there's a prayer in there that over my life, over and over again, I prayed this prayer, and I'm just telling you, it changes your perspective. And the prayer is this in Psalm 61, it says, Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Simple prayer, right? Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When somebody prays, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, the first thing that we understand from just this phrase is that standing on yourself doesn't work, right? You wouldn't pray, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, if standing on yourself worked, right? How do you stand on yourself? Well, you find out sometimes as a believer, you're standing on yourself and you don't even realize it until circumstances hit and you're like, you know, I think I was kind of relying on me through this whole thing, you know? Like I'm trying to make it happen. Like I'm trying to make it work. And I didn't realize that I had kind of left what God was doing in that situation. Maybe you're trying to, you know, there's one preacher, it's like, that says, it's one of my favorite preaching quotes. It's frustrating when you're trying to bring to life what God wants to die, when you're trying to resurrect what God wants to kill. Anybody ever have that in your life? You're like, man, I just need this to work. And you're praying it down and you're going for it. And God's like, hey, at some point you left what I was doing and you're trying to make it happen on your own. Your foundation could be your opinion. Your foundation could be, your thinking. Your foundation could be all kinds of things in yourself. And at some point you realize, man, I feel like I'm stuck in this. Like, this is so frustrating. Like, I feel like this isn't working and I can't even see, right? You don't pray this if you can see. You don't go, I need to go higher if you feel like you're high enough, right? You pray it when you can't see. I think there's people here and you're like in a depression and you cannot see. I think there's people here and you're like, you know, you're stuck in some stinking thinking, right? Stuck in some unbelief, stuck in some things. And you're like, man, I've tried to believe. I've tried to move past my negative thinking. I've tried to move out of this. I've tried to get higher and I can't. So that's when you pray this prayer, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And here's the second thing you have to know. If you want to be at the rock, to get to the rock, you have to be led. You guys didn't all repeat that very well. To get to the rock, you have to be
led.
Exactly. So you want to go to the rock, but that means you're going to have to surrender. That means you're down here and you're like, how do I get to the rock? How is that going to work for me? Like, what can I do to get there? You can't get there because you're stuck, right? Oh, I know some of you, you've experienced this. You're like, it's dark when you're stuck down here. And you're like, I can't see the rock. You know, I don't know how to get there. It's because to get to the rock when you're in that situation, you have to be led. Now, one of the ways we're led as believers is by the Spirit, right? Paul writes this in Romans. He says, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. So that means that you could be down here because of sin in your life. You're not always down here because of sin in your life. Sometimes you just got stuck in your thinking. Sometimes you walk through a very, very painful situation and you bottomed out. And you're just down there and you cannot get out of that pit. So it doesn't always mean you're in sin, but sin can put you down here. For those who are led by the Spirit are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so you live in fear again. Fear can put you down here. You've got to be led by the Spirit, not led by fear. Rather, the Spirit you received brought you, brought about your adoption to sonship. By him we cry, Abba, Father. So we can be led by the Spirit, right? We need the Spirit to lift us out, because when we're down here, it gets really, really, really dark. Oh yeah, it's dark in here. So how can we be led? We can be led by the Spirit. We can also be led by the Word of God, led by the Word of God. And the Bible says the Word of God is a lamp to our feet. Oh, look at this, a lamp. That's so nice. Thank you, Cameron. The Word of God is a lamp to my feet, a light to my, anybody, path, right? So when you're down here and you're saying, God, I need to get to the rock, how do you get there? You lean in. That's why coming to the prayer meeting is so important. You lean into what the Spirit of God is doing, right? You say, Holy Spirit, I need to not live by fear. I need to listen to you. God, I cannot get there on my own. I need the Spirit of God to lead me. The Word of God can lead you too. So when you're down and you go up to the rock, you need to get the Word of God in you. That's why daily you need to be in the Word of God, because the Bible says it's a lamp to your feet, a light to your path. And when it's dark and you can't see, you gotta get in the Word. Some of you are in the dark, but you don't have the Word. So that's literally like that. There's nothing left, okay? Except the exit signs and the doors, lights. And you don't wanna go through those. You wanna be where the rock is, right? So you let the lamp light your path. And you say, okay, the Word of God is leading me up. The Spirit of God is leading me up. You know what else can lead you to the rock? Is faith-filled people around you. That's why getting in the prayer meeting is so important, because when you don't have faith for your situation, faith-filled people around you can help you get to where you need to go. You can literally walk in a service like this and the atmosphere can shift your faith, right? You're like, man, I wasn't feeling great. I wasn't feeling very close to Jesus, but man, just getting in here. That's why this is so important. So you have the Word, you have the Spirit, and it leads you to the rock. Look at the rock. Oh, it's a rock here, a giant rock. So you get led to the rock, and then you have to go, okay, God led me here. I'm going to stand on the rock. Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun? There are some people, the team did a great job. So Lord bless them. But they brought it out so you could get the visual of what is possible in your life. You don't have to live down there. The enemy wants you to think you have to live down there. You don't have to live down there. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ Jesus, who gives you strength. Who is the rock? It's Jesus, right? Some of you are still getting it. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Down there, I can't do it. I just can't do it anymore. Lord, I can't do it anymore. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. God leads you to the rock. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Overwhelming victory is ours through what? Christ Jesus, right? Lead me to the rock, overwhelming victory. God, I can't get the victory. Oh wait, when I'm on the rock, I can see overwhelming victory is ours through Christ Jesus. Overwhelming victory can be yours through Christ Jesus. You just need to get up on the rock and change your thinking, change your perspective. And God wants to do that. If you just ask him, he'll say, okay, I'll take you there, right? I like this one, because when you're up here, I can see even better than when I'm down there. I feel like I can see, just have a really good view of everything. When I get up here, you guys actually look smaller, and not that you're my problems, but just for sake of illustration, you're not a problem. But when you get up on the rock, things do get smaller. Guess what does get smaller? Your problems do get smaller. When you're down there, for the sake of illustration, your problems look bigger. When you get up here, everything looks smaller because you're on the rock. Now, God did not put that scripture in the Bible for us to go, oh, wouldn't that be nice? If I could only get on the rock. And God's like, yeah, that would be nice, but it's not possible. No, he put it in scripture because he wants to do it in your life. He said, this is a prayer I'll answer. This is a prayer I'll move in. If you just humble yourself and say, God, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, God will take you up out of your situation. Some of you are gonna see for the very first time because you said, I'm gonna stop magnifying my problem. I'm gonna get on the rock and let Jesus do the work. He is the one who is able. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. He's the overcoming God. He's the Jesus who says, you know what? You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength.